Mabel Louise is here
That's
with
right.
us, slowing down. They're speeding up. You're going to take us on here.
I'm going to take you on. Thanks for letting me have a part of your segment here at the broadcast. And you know what? You made my day. Yes, you did. You know why? Because I get to be with you. I love to share what the Holy Spirit has first taught me and applied in my life. I've been on a series entitled In Search of Peace. And who doesn't want peace? Peace knowing the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. Oh, that's so wonderful. Peace in your family, and that is just a joy. And your church, peace in the church, isn't that great? And finally, wouldn't you love to have peace in the world? Oh, so much going on right now. And I guess I have to just say, who doesn't want peace when there's so little of it around today? Well, under the title that I've shared with you so far, In Search of Peace, Why We Lose Our Peace, Learning to Live in Peace with Ourselves, How to Protect Our Peace, Why Can't We Live at Peace with One Another, Peace When Trouble Comes, Peace Coming from Waiting on the Lord. And now today, we can have real peace in our hearts when we learn that God's way is always the best way. You know why? Because He can see the end from the beginning. Yes, He knows how it's going to end up, where you and me, we have to wait, don't we? Well, are you familiar with that song title? And I've learned since I've arrived today at the studio that there are many, many songs written with that very same title. But what I've done today is selected the one my precious husband used to sing so many times in the different meetings. And I just love these words, and I hope you do too, and that it'll be an encouragement to you. And it will help you to make a decision that truly God's way is always the best way. So I want to tell you the story behind the song that my sweetheart used to sing. I'll tell you the story, and then I'll read you the words of the song, and you'll know why I wanted to tie the two together. The song was written by Don Moen, M-O-E-N-S. And it was a result of a terrible tragedy in their family. And an interview with Don is what I'm going to be reading and telling you the story of this particular version of the song. He starts out by saying, "My wife's sister and her husband, Craig, and Susan Phelps were involved in a car accident during a ski trip that they were taking from their home in Oklahoma to a beautiful resort in Colorado. Way out in the Texas panhandle, an 18-wheeler hit the rear panel of the van with such force that all four of their children were thrown out. The children had just left their seats where they were buckled in to lay down for a nap on a bed positioned in the rear of the van. In the darkness and the shadows, only the crying of the severely injured children made it possible for Mom and Dad to even find them, all except one. They finally located Jeremy, who was lying by a nearby fence. He was already dead, and his neck had been broken. Craig, the husband of Susan, was a medical doctor, so he picked up his son and tried to revive him. But the Lord said to him, "Jerry is with me. You deal with those who are living." And so they sat for 45 minutes out in the wilderness waiting for an ambulance. Then God continued on, telling, "They asked me to sing at the funeral. So I boarded a plane the next day, which was March 19th, 1987. And I headed for Oklahoma, where the funeral was to be held. As I sat on the plane wondering, what can I say to that precious family? And I began to read in the book of Isaiah. My eyes went to chapter 43, verse 19. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Instantly, the Lord gave me a song to sing to them. I pulled out my legal pad and I sketched out the words intending to sing at the funeral. However, the family had already planned to ask me to sing another song. So I followed through and sang their request instead. But after the funeral, I was sitting with them, holding them in my arms. I cried with them, and through my tears, I said, "The Lord gave me a song for you." And I began singing, "Where there seems to be no way, but God will make a way." So Don continued on. He said, "I made a taped copy of the song for Susan. I knew that when all of the people were leaving and everyone had said their goodbyes, there would be days when she needed to hear that God was working in ways that she couldn't see." So the song continues with the words, "He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me." Susan, Jeremy's mother, later related how she made a quick decision in her life between the time she got out of the van and the time they found her son, Jeremy. She made a choice between becoming bitter and angry at God, but by accepting God's plan for their family, she agreed that God really did make a way for them during the dark tragedy, even as it seemed to be in the wilderness or the river in the desert. Isaiah 43:19. Let me read the words that Don penned for the song. "God's way is the best way, though I may not see why sorrows and trials oft gather around me. He ever is seeking my gold to refine. So humbly I trust him, my Savior divine. Yes, God's way is the best way. God's way is the right way. I'll trust in him always. He knows the best. God's way is the best way, my path He has planned. I'll trust in Him always while holding His hand. In shadows or sunshine, He ever is near. With Him for my refuge, I never need fear. Yes, God's way is the best way. God's way is the right way. I'll trust in Him alway, because He knoweth the best. I'll trust Him while holding His hand. God's way is the best way. Shall be my way. He knoweth the best, and leaning upon Him, sweet, sweet is my rest. No harm shall befall me. Safe, safe shall I be. I'll cling to Him ever. So precious is He. And as I was thinking about it, it brought lots of memories back, because I could just see my sweetheart standing behind the pulpit singing that beautiful song. And you know, it reminded me of Jonah and Moses, both of them, trying to do their own way and, of course, ending up in trouble. So today, let me end the broadcast with a few words about Jonah, and I'll have to continue on my next broadcast about how Moses reacted when it was not the best way. Jonah, you remember, was ordered by the Lord, or the word says commanded, to go to Nineveh and to preach against sin. But instead, he went his own way, and he ran from the Lord and ended up in Joppa and found a ship to Tarshish. You remember the story. A big storm arrived, and the sailors threw Jonah off the ship, and he landed up in a big fish that God had prepared for him. Jonah was going his own way. He forgot that God's way is always the best way. And isn't it easy to forget and to go our own way? Jonah felt he knew better than the Lord. Oh, how sad. Yes, we always end up in trouble, don't we? He forgot that God's way is the best way. And when we fail to follow, we have to backtrack every single time. So maybe you're out there today and you're going your own way. Let me encourage you, turn around and go God's way, because truly it is the best way. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.